Thanks, Adam. Joined by David Teague from the Adelaide Crows. It's a significant day for your football club, 12 months on from the passing of Phil Walsh. Can I ask how the mood is in the camp? Will it be addressed at all before the game today?
Look, we address it during the week. It won't be addressed from now on. It'll be business as usual, and that'll be the way Phil would want it. I know that the Walsh family, our hearts and our prayers are with them still, and our thoughts, and they wanted to keep it pretty low-key, and as a club, we made sure players had a chance to reflect and have a think about it, but as a group, everyone will probably handle it differently and they'll treat it differently themselves.
Has there been any difference with the players, especially this morning waking up around breakfast time?
Oh, not that I know of. It's game day. The players do their own thing. They're in their routines. Look, I haven't noticed anything, but probably the first 5 minutes of the game will tell. But look, what this group has been very resilient, and so far with what they've been through in the past 12 months, when it comes to the time to play, they turn up and play. So I've got no doubt that today will be very similar.
Really looking forward to today's game. You're probably hearing the same things from the Demon camp, that they rate their chances to take a big scalp like the Crows. Are you setting yourself, this is going to be a really important game, isn't it?
Oh, it is. It's a really important game. Melbourne's good. Football is very good. And we need to make sure we play the game on our terms and get off to a good start. If you get Melbourne's confidence up, then like you said, they're playing some good football. They've changed their style a little bit more attacking so they can score quickly. So we need to make sure that we're winning the contest. We're getting the ball played in our half and give our forwards as many opportunities as possible.
Brett Deledio was part of our team earlier today, and he said this will just be a battle of the midfields. Whichever mids get on top and win that war will win this game. Is that how you see it? And is that sort of the significance of what goes on in the middle today?
Oh, I think most games they end up talking about the midfield team that wins it in the midfield. But oh, look, I think it's going to play a fair bit. The MCG, it is a wide ground, so you can transition it. So if you lose clearances, you'd still have the ability, if you move the ball well with speed, to get it down the other end of the field. And we've been quite good in that area this year. So, ideally we're winning the stoppages, we're getting the ball forward. But if not, we've got more than one way to attack the game.
And is it nice to be back here at the G? Hopefully you're back here many, many more times to come before the thing's done this year. Nice to be playing some good football here, especially when you're here again next week as well.
Yeah, it is. Like, this is where the grand final is, and at the end of the day, you want to play well on grand final day. So, look, our players, we've got some young guys probably haven't played out here a lot, so it's a good opportunity. I'm not sure there's going to be 100,000 in here today, but it's good to get familiar with the ground. It is a little bit wider and different to other games, but at the end of the day, it's going to be winning that contest, playing your way, and making sure you're playing your role as an individual.
Are you optimistic with the run home that the Crows have, that this club can go a hell of a long way this year?
Oh, regardless of the run home, I'm really optimistic with the way we're playing. Our pressure and our intent and the way the guys are buying into the game plan at the moment, I think if you've got 18 or 22 players playing the same way, it goes a long way, and right now that's what we've got.
Thanks for joining us so close to the bounce of the ball. Good luck today, David.
No problem at all.
There you go, Whitey. David Teague from the Crows. Looking forward to the big game.